Guten Erev Shabbos Shuvah, Parshas Vayelech, first Shabbos of the year. The Haftarah says, Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem alikacha, do teshuvah. And then it says, Gechu imachem dvarim v'shuvah al Hashem. Take words and go do teshuvah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our question that we want to discuss today is, why does it say twice about doing teshuvah? Shuvah Yisrael, and then again it says, v'shuvah al Hashem. What is exactly this repetition about? So we're going to learn a piece from the Ostrov Tzurebi, the Sefer Meir Nechachamim, Parshas Vayechi, and Shabbos Shuvah, all in Madura Tlisoi. Because Machlaik is recorded by the Torah Akdoisha in Parshas Vayechi between Yaakov Avinu and Yosef about the placement of the hands as Yaakov gives a bracha to Menashe and Ephraim. Yaakov insists on putting his right hand on Ephraim, and his left hand on Menashe, even if that calls for some awkward hand twisting, little twister game. And Yosef tries to correct his father, like the Torah records. And he says, Loikin Avi, and he tries to move his hands. And Yaakov responds, says, Yadati bini Yadati. I know exactly what I'm doing. You're right, he's going to be great. Menashe will be great. But Yosef, you should know that Ephraim, Achiv HaKatan, will be even greater. So what is this machlaik between Yaakov and Yosef really about? So a bunch of great tzaddikim said this. I'm going to say it over from the Ostrov Tzurebi, and then we're going to show how this also goes to the Haftarah. And very, very big lesson. The names Ephraim and Menashe. Torah tells us that Yosef named Menashe, Kinoshani Elikim es kol amali. Hashem helped me forget all of my toil, all of my hardship. Like the Shara Bechina writes, Chavis Salavis writes in Shara Bechina, if somebody were to remember all of the suffering every moment, life would be too difficult. Hashem made a beautiful thing called Shikha, able to go on. So Yosef thinks that Kadosh Baruch is able to forget the moment when he was sold and all the hard times he has, and he named his son Menashe in honor of that forgetting. Nishani Elikim is called, and Nishani comes also from the same sherish of the word Yid Hanashe, which means to jump out of place, to remove. I've been able to moved on and be able to forget about all the past. Ephraim is named Ephraim, the Torah says, because Ephraim Elikim, Kadosh Baruch blessed me with children, a lashon pruvu, help me move on, help me move and become more positive and focused on my life. So it comes out that Menashe represents the sur meira, moving away from the bad, and Ephraim represents asei tov. So of course Yosef names them in that order, like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, we say every Shabbos morning, sur meira v'asei tov. That's the proper order how to do things. The Gemara says in Titus, someone goes to a mikvah and he's still holding on to a sheretz, one of the Shemayna Shratzim, he will not become tahar. Because Taival Sheretz, the other, he can't. He's still holding on to the past. You have to first be Surmira and then Asei Tov. Based on this, we can understand a very, very interesting thing. The Gemara in Megillah says, Amen Adarishan El Adarshani, El Mikra Megillah. The difference between Adarishan and Adarshani is Adarshani, you read the Megillah. And the Gemara is Medayik, but when it comes to Hespin and Tinus, both are Shav. You're not allowed to fast or have a spade them in Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. So Taisis is Medayik, but it sounds from the Gemara that the Chi of Simcha is not in Adar Rishon, only in Adar Sheni. It goes with Megillah. Taisis Medayik. So it comes out. Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, Asr Hesper Tainis. But all the Simcha and all the parties is only in Adar Sheni. That's what Taisis says in Megillah. What's the Hesper? Well, the Arizal tells us that the 12 months of the year are connected to 12 Shvatim. And he says that Chodesh Adar is Keneged Yosef, right? Chodesh Adar is a Dagim, and Yosef is the Yidgul Arayv, Karav Ars going on Yosef. Well, says the Ostrov, so we can say that perhaps Adarishan is Menashe in the order, and Adarsheni is Ephraim. So Adarishan is just Sur Mira. We don't have a spade, we don't have tinus, but we haven't yet gotten to that full positive experience, and that's why there's only an Isser Hesped and Tainis, but there's no mitzvah of Simcha until the next Mishnah and Simcha only in Adar Sheni. And now we can understand the machlokes between Yosef and Yaakov. Yosef named his children first Menashe and Ephraim because that's the proper way to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Get completely rid of the Ra and then get on to the Tov. When actually, according to the Mikubalim, if somebody has not done a Tshuva Shalema, and he's involved in Torah Mitzvahs, his Torah Mitzvahs is I'll just say it like in a mashal sense, is feeding the Kayach Hara. The Mekubalim say, if somebody hasn't done a proper tshuva, and he's just involved in Torah Mitzvahs, the Torah Mitzvahs is not really going and giving respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas HaShalom, is going out and mechazik the Ra in the world. How does that work? Well, you can go out and find a Kabbalah Rebbe if you're, I guess, 40 or up. But this is how it works, according to Mekubalim. So much that the Baal HaTanya, in Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Kudshus Achron, bring that there are those people who are scared to learn Torah when they weren't Chayzer B'Tshuva Shalema. And he goes on to explain, he understands them, according to Kabbalah, it will be a concern, but it's wrong, he says. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get involved in Torah learning, and for Karat, Torah learning will help us do Tshuva. But there's such a Havamina, there's such a thought, that it's so terrible, someone hasn't done Tshuva, maybe they shouldn't be involved in Torah Tzvil anymore. Like the Chavetz Chaim writes so many times, if someone has a mouth that spoke Lashon Hara, or Nivol Peh, or Machlaikis, or Bittul Torah in the middle of their learning. Someone spoke Dvar, Masur, and Mechilas, Atsanis, Chanifa, or all the other forbidden speech. And then he davens and learns with it. We mentioned this the other week in Erev Rosh Hashanah from the Chassam Sofer in the first Erev Rosh Hashanah. I think it was first Erev Rosh Hashanah Shir. First Erev Rosh Hashanah Shir. So the Yetzihara comes along and says, this is how you're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Torah and Tefillah, with this mouth which is so filled with garbage, like, again, it means the same mashal. Excuse me for doing so. Someone has a potty lying around their house that their child used for training their child for going to the washroom. That's what we call it in Canada. And then you have a chashev guest come and you serve them a meal in that potty. That's the biggest design in the world. And that's it. The Chavetz Chaim is what we're doing to Kadosh Baruch Hu when Chas V'Shalom, our mouths are filthy. So you really, it's not going to go to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to go somewhere else. Mekubal would say. But like we said from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that England ever safe. And really, the kayach of doing tshuva comes from Torah. Torah teaches us, enlightens up, and shows us, and points a flashlight and shows us how to go along and become better Yidden. So, this again is Machlekes. We'll go back. Machlekes, Yaakov, and Yosef. Yosef says the proper way, Yosef is called Midas HaYisayim in Kabbalah. Yosef says the proper way, exactly like David HaMelech says it, first Shemira, then I take Seitov. First Menashe, then Ephraim. And Yaakov says to my dear son, Yadati b'ni yadati. I know exactly what you're saying. And you're right, there is such a mahalach. There are people who will be able to go with this. There are big tzaddikim who can completely get rid of their problems and then focus on the good. And that's amazing if they could do so. But there'll become a time before Mashiach, in our time and age, and we're living through right now, where if people just wait until they become the perfect tzaddikim, they will unfortunately never, ever be able to get to that state. They'll still be busy of getting rid of the ra, and trying to do tshuva shleima, which they might not get to, they will never ever be able to have the opportunity to work on that seitov. So what do they have to do? Yes, of course, they have to stop whatever ra they're doing right now, at least stop it, at least try to make some type of serious attempt at charata. But they might not have the full charata, they might not have the full kabbalah l'asid, might not have the vidin, all the other madrigas of tshuva. The tshuva shleima might not be there yet. Just do a little bit, get things started, do a little bit surmi ra, but get focused on that seitov. And that seitov will lighten your life, will illuminate your life, and show you how to do a tshuva shleima. So that's the way Yaakov says, you're right, it's a great mahalach to have an asher before Ephraim, but I know what I'm saying, says Yaakov. Because for Klal Yisrael, as a whole, for most people, for the general population, we need to first have a seitov, and then sur meira. I know it's a little bit chassidish, but a lot of tzaddikim will tell you that this is the right mahalach, and this is a compromise between two extremes. There are those who say, oh, just do loads taif. And there are those who say, no, you can't do any taif to get rid of the ra. And we're saying, get a little started. You can't be involved in the actual, you know, while you're doing that very, you can't be, you know, eating a chazer sandwich while you're learning Gemara. At least put the sandwich aside. Put the sandwich down. Have some type of charata. Something. Stop something. Don't have a complete title of sheretz. But then, get focused on the good. Here you have a question. If it applies to you, how it applies to you, Speak to your rabbi, speak to your spouse, speak to your rebbe, check it up in Sfarim. Well, let's go back now to the Haftarah. It says in Yeshaya, at the beginning of Yeshaya, in the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon, it says, Rachatzu, wash yourselves, Hizaku, purify yourselves. Hisiru Royam Alechem and Egedai, get rid of the bad actions from in front of my eyes, says the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And this is speaking about having a big chizik, and this is again in the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon. What are these different Lashonis? There really 10 Lashonis over there. Rashi says, or 10 Lashonis are connected the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Let's focus right now on three of those words. According to what we said, they're amazing. Rachatzu means begin to bathe. Get rid of the dirty, crusty, grimy stuff that's all over your body. Even if you don't have the complete cleanliness yet, you haven't achieved full cleanliness, but start cleaning your neshama. Hizaku. And then get involved in Torah mitzvahs. And then, through that, you'll be zoyich asir roim ha'alicha menegin. You'll be able to get rid of everything else. So the rachatzu and hizaku, those two steps of getting rid of the initial grind, just a little bit harata. A little bit harata. Stop what you're doing, at least for a moment, while you're getting involved in the good. Hizaku. And then purify yourself as much Torah and tefillah as possible. Those two go together, because hizaku can't really happen if you haven't done any rachatzu. The rachatzu really isn't meaningful because it's not really a tshuva unless if you get involved in the izaku. So the rachatzu and izaku go together, and that's why Chazal say that the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, are yoyim ma'arich. It's really one long process. It's one long day. It says in Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah says in Parak Beis Pasuk Yutes, Udi'i uri'i, you should know and you should see. Kira umar azvechas Hashem alakayach. It's bad and bitter that you left, abandoned the Kaddish Baruch Hu. There's two types of things. There's things that seem very sweet and delicious, but they're terrible for you. And then there's the opposite. Things which really taste bitter and not kishmak, but really, really good for you. So there's two experiences on that. There's the E and Re, because the one that's mar, on the spot, you see if it's mar, you see right now, I don't know, it doesn't seem good for me. In front of your eyes, it seems terrible. I'm having a very bad experience. The E is intellectual recognition that what you're doing is bad. So maybe it seems sweet, but you know, oh, it's not good for me. I realize it's not good for me. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that you should know that when we get involved in Veiris, it's Ra and it's Mar. It means, first of all, the experience itself is not as good as you think it is. It's actually a terrible experience. You're going to be feeling terrible in this world. You're going to walk out feeling horrible. That's one thing. And it's mar. Mar means, so again, that's mar, sorry, let's clarify. Mar is on the moment, it's a terrible experience, and ra means you're going to realize later on how terrible it is. And that's why it says, di'i or re'i. Means right now you realize that the future is going to be terrible, and re'i, you can even see, as you're doing Avera Gerer Sadeh, is just going to lead you down a terrible abyss, and you're going to be suffering right from the first moment. So that's why the Pasuk says, rachatzu, again, beginning of Yeshaya. Get rid of the grime, the filth. Get rid of the big filth. At least, you know, trying to shake off the big mud. Hizak, when I get involved in Torah and mitzvahs, and I see you right in my alechim and egg, then get rid of everything else in front of my eyes, because his brother says, I'll help you through Torah and tefillah to tshuva shalema. And now we can understand after Torah. Pasuk begins and says, Shuva Yisrael, ad Hashem alikecha. Chazal say, according to my mind, the Yomar, ad v'loy ad b'chlal. Ad means up to, but not including. So, do tshuva. You haven't yet gotten back to Hashem, but you've taken your first step of tshuva. You started. You have some type of charata. You're trying to, you know, to stop, even though maybe you're still very, very stuck in the problems. But for now, you're cutting down for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, for a couple of moments. You're away from it. And then it says, Kechui machim dvarim. Words of Torah, words of tefillah. Now that you've gotten away from the absolute filth, at least for a moment, now grab as much Torah, as much tefillah as you can. Don't be an extreme Kabbalist and say, oh no, I have to first be completely clean, because you're not holding there. You're not going to be able to do it. So, Shuv Yisrael, Ad Hashem Lekecha, stage one, Ad Hashem, not all the way, Ad B'lo Ad B'chal, and then Kui Machim Dvarim, get involved in Torah and Tefillah, and through that, V'shuvu El Hashem, you'll be Zeichet through the Torah, and through Tefillah, it will bring you back to Tshuva Shalema with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'meheira, V'yameinu, G'mar HaChasim HaTayva, to everybody, Amen.